Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, what's going on? I got a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We went at it again. Show number 20. Oh my gosh. It was just fantastic. So in this free view, Ben is giving us, he just got back to doing comedy. There was an event that went down nearby and it didn't go well. Oh, boy, it just terrifies me hearing him describe the rough moments because, gosh, when I'm doing a terrible job, I'm in this room where there's no one looking at me. I mean, like physically in the room. There's no one there's no one in my face wrinkling up their nose. I can't see them doing that. You're, of course, doing that when you watch it. With like, oh, God, what is he doing? What the hell is going on? Poor Ben. He just got hammered, as did a number of other comedians. He's going to tell that story right here in the free view. If you want the full show, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. That includes an amazingly fun version of Bet on Ben, probably our best yet, where at least two of the contestants were stoned, and maybe three. Oh, it was fantastic. All right. It's all there, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
Ben, how are you, buddy?
Yes,
we're good. We're getting started with another edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Oh yeah, very excited.
Did you have a good week?
It went well. Well, for the most part.
I think your mic might be just a touch hot. I'm not.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe it's my headphones. I think it's fine. Sorry.
Nope. It's not you.
Okay.
If it's the same way as it always has been.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Sorry. Yeah. So how was the week, man?
It was fine. I had my exciting comedy show. Boy, was that a stinker.
Well, you know, was it because
holy shit.
This was the Tuesday night deal in Battle Creek, right?
Yeah.
What was it? Was it the crowd? Was it?
I think it was the crowd because every comedian was having a rough go at it.
Okay. Yeah.
It was so shitty right from the get go. The first guy that went up, did a bit that normally always does super well, and it did nothing.
Do a lot of comedians, do they relish in that, or do they? I know sometimes I was just watching a local comedian do this, and
okay,
and a joke bombed, and he actually said, "Boy, I thought that was gonna be better, or that was my good joke," you know?
So, yeah. No, I think more the other comedians relish in it. Like when I watch Garrett bomb at Dr. Grin's, if you were to be there, you'd hear me be the only one laugh in the back of the club. And it's the same thing when I'm on stage and I have a joke that misses, you can hear Garrett. Like, I know I'll at least get one laugh if I bomb.
Well, yeah, you know, kind of like if it were me, like if I do something like that and I hear you laugh, and you're the only one laughing, I know you're laughing because of what has just happened.
Exactly. Yes. That's the good part about bombing.
I would expect to hear just before the laugh from you or anybody, I would expect to hear,
or crickets, just nothing. Oh, man.
Now, yeah, Ben, was this the one where they said, if you're doing shitty, they're going to give you the light. Is this that show?
It was supposed to be, but it ended up being everybody got the full 7 minutes. So I didn't have to worry about that. Thank God.
Did they?
I think every comedian would have been given the light at 4 minutes and kicked off stage. It would have been bad. There's a group of ladies up near the front and they were talking to the comedians the whole entire time. One kind of saved my set though, because she was being really nice and supportive the whole time. Even though the rest of her group of like 8 people just weren't having it whatsoever. And at one point I said, "You're like my encouraging mom and the rest of the crowd's my disappointed dad."
Oh, there you go.
And that got the only good laugh of the night.
Oh my God.
For me. Yeah. Fuck. It was bad.
7 minutes.
I never had this happen before. I heard Mark Norman talk about it once, but as I was setting up a joke, I did my pause right before the punchline, and the lady that was encouraging said the punchline in my pause. And so, and she guessed it right. It's supposed to be a misdirect. You're supposed to think it's going to be one thing, but it ends up being the other. And she guessed the other.
And I've said it out loud.
Yeah. I've heard Mark Norman talk about it before where, he's had people guess the punchline during the pause. And it's just earth shattering.
I bet. Yeah. I have a family member kind of who does that in the setting of like if Jackie comes over and Justin is with her, Justin is the one who does this. He'll come over and I'll say, "Hey, you won't believe this." And whatever. I'm going to talk about a incident on the road, a traffic incident or something.
Yeah.
As I'm getting to the part of the story, the big part, he'll start going, "You ran a red light. Somebody hit you. You hit a horse." He'll just start throwing out and I'm like, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah. Damn, let me finish the story.
Yes. He does it all the time. Wow. So that's the worst. Okay. So everybody was having a tough time. It was rough. So God, I don't know. I just picture you guys like getting off stage and like you go back to the green room and everybody's like, "Oh God, this has been the worst day of our lives. Let's just get together and get high or something."
That's exactly how it went. Yeah. Oh,
man. Anybody else we know?
No, not off the top of my head. No, nobody.
All right. Not bad. I'm sorry that it didn't work out that way.
No, it's okay.
You know, the way you wanted
like a good
to do.
Old bomb.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Was it the worst bomb, do you think, that you've ever had?
Possibly. Because even like I think back to when I bombed at that. When I bombed at that benefit show for veterans at.
yeah, that was the one where they
Muskegon Bowling Alley.
All these veterans, 22 hours in the previous day, they were all thinking about killing themselves, and then for 2 hours they're happy because they're not going to be thinking about killing themselves. And Ben opens up with, "Hey, let's talk about a hanging."
Yeah, exactly. But so, like, my non-suicide jokes did well. So, but like at this show, nothing did well. Like, I started off with like one of my heavy hitters, and it just fell flat. And I was like, "Uh-oh, this is going to be a rough go." So this might have been the worst bomb because it was just bombing for 7 total minutes.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, as we continue to make strides and get closer and closer to having a life as, you know, we've all known it prior to this catastrophe that's taken grip on the world.
Yeah.
I look forward to the day when I can drive 10 miles and see this in action. Because, you know, for the majority of your comedy career, we weren't speaking at all.
Right.
And maybe say for one show, I think it was it was the one show you did. But you've made a lot of progress in what you do. So I haven't really had a chance to see anything. So
that's it. The free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Get the full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Otherwise, no big deal. I appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your day, week, month, whatever it is, night. I don't know. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.